they come once in a century, I think. Well, I often say that a great interpreter such as Lehmann and Suze are standing there nude emotionally before an audience, and that takes a lot of courage to expose the very core of your feelings. It takes enormous courage, I find. I remember one of the more beautiful recitals that Gerard Suze gave in Munich. We used to perform Munich every year at the Hercules Saal, and Lotte flew all the way over for one of his recitals, and there she was in the first row. It made us terribly nervous. But at the end of the recital, Mr. Suze dedicated Morgen of Strauss to Lotte Lehmann. Well, the whole audience arose to their feet, and she had a standing ovation that lasted, I think, 15 minutes. It completely eradicated our recital, but it was for a worthy cause. Of course, I remember the day that Madame Lehmann passed away. We got news of it in Geneva. I was giving a concert, and I asked the mezzo to sing the Litany of Schubert. And, of course, it was the same experience of oneness from the audience. It was very, very moving.
Berlin, from America, people sent black-edged cards that they had actually put some marking pencil around the edge and said how I knew you were close to her and how you will miss her. The world knew that she had died.
Well, her spirit is living within you. Oh. It's a part of the legacy. You're keeping that alive. It's very moving, very, very moving. And there is no death. I mean, Lotte will always be with us in spirit, always. Francis was in the house when she passed away, Frances Holman. She told me that about 5 o'clock in the morning she heard the dogs howling, and apparently the dogs were the ones who noticed that Lotte was no longer breathing. And it's a very beautiful and moving story, because she was so kind to animals and she loved animals.
Crazy, Frances.
They were heralding her way to the better world. Rinaldo Hahn, I'm doing the complete Rinaldo Hahn songs, who's a very endearing composer. You know, Lotte sang Rinaldo Hahn and very beautifully. But
just the Ada Moser recordings, are they available?
You can find some of her Strauss songs with a wonderful German pianist, Eschenbach, at the piano, that she made about 10 years ago. But I'd like you to hear her now, because in a way it's the closest thing to Lehmann that I've come across in Lieder singing.
That's a compliment.
Tradition of great Lieder singing of Lotte's kind. It might fascinate you.
Obviously.